Ecuador and Japan joined Myanmar in dealing with the effects of earthquakes. But in the space between the tremors, refugees are being offered hope through Jesus Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Our first story, a magnitude 7.8 earthquake shook the coast of Ecuador over the weekend. Currently, thousands have been reported injured, and the death toll near 300 and expected to climb. Wayne Peterson with Reach Beyond.
The earthquake happened in the area of Guayaquil along the coast. Quito is the capital. Guayaquil is the largest city in Ecuador. And the epicenter was near Esmeraldas.
While Ecuador's coast has seen the most devastating damage, Quito seems to have been relatively spared. All Reach Beyond staff are safe and ready to act as the hands and feet of Christ.
We have personnel prepared to go out into the coastal areas and move in there with some of our emergency response crisis management teams. But we're waiting right now to assess the situation before we actually send people.
Pray for Ecuador and for God's grace and mercy to be shown during this hard time. You might have also seen the headlines coming out of Japan, where they've had over 500 aftershocks and two major quakes in the last 4 days. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa.
The continuous earthquake is making the situation worse, and rescue work has been delayed. So it's fighting with the time because first earthquake has happened 14th. So it's getting difficult.
Over 180,000 people have been evacuated, and mudslides are cutting access to and from the villages. So what's the key in this chaos? The church. Local and global churches are combining forces to give physical and spiritual relief. Asian Access is one of the ministries jumping to action.
Local church pastor understand the local situation the best. So we try to listen to the local leaders that God has placed in those areas and then try to respond to that.
It may not be the same area, but the national tragedy of the triple disaster looms large in their minds. Pray for Japan, but also pray for the believers who are bringing hope. You're listening to Mission Network News. So take a look at any headline today, and it's likely to involve some sort of violence or hardship. Trauma is a natural but often overlooked side effect.
There's a growing amount of trauma both in war and ethnic violence and persecution and refugees and human trafficking, but it's not only confined to those areas. Things like domestic violence and suicide and addiction, those are all things that cause trauma in people.
Pat Miersma helps Wycliffe USA missionaries and Bible translators bring God's hope and healing to traumatized communities.
It's God's Word, healing hearts in heart languages.
A new documentary called Hope Rising shows the impact of trauma healing used by missionaries in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You can watch it at missionnews.org.
What our aim is for them to meet the God beyond the page.
We're going to end on an up note. The deaf are meeting the God beyond the page, thanks to groups like DOOR International. See, DOOR translates scripture into sign language and equips deaf believers with the resources they need for evangelism.
Out of the 70 million deaf people worldwide, it's estimated that less than 2% of them know Christ and are following him.
That's Dr. Rob Myers, and he's the president of DOOR. He just returned from a conference organized by the Forum of Bible Agencies International.
For the very first time in history, not only were the needs of sign language communities mentioned, but they actually served as the common theme this year. It was called the Macedonian Call, engaging hearing communities with deaf groups.
Our free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society will help you take action.
As you learn about the needs of deaf people, as you're hearing this right now, you now have an opportunity to let other people know, wow, deaf people are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.